第一节，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
The gospel which has come to you, just as in all the world, also constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it had been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth.
正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的指示，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience with joy.
又感谢父，叫我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
For he has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is also head of the body, the church, And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him I say whether things on earth or things in heaven.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的。也是传于普天下万人听的，我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
If indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
That is a mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To whom God willed to make known which is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom,so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能，尽心竭力。
For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me.
好，我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
早晨让我们可以一同的这样来亲近你。
Because this morning together we are able to draw close to you.
你实在是我们喜乐的泉源。
You are the source of our joy.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
我们的好处不在你以外。
And we have no good apart from you.
我们感谢你把你的自己这样的完全的给了我们。
We thank you for giving us yourself.
早晨我们真的感谢你再一次让我们可以一同的来默想你自己宝贵的话语。
And we thank you that again we can meditate upon your precious word this morning.
我们何等需要你借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
And how we need the Holy Spirit to open up your words to us.
不要照着我们人所有的限制和软弱。
And not according to all of our human limitations and weakness.
照着你自己的心意。
But according to your will.
照着你自己的全能。
According to your power.
你开启在我们的里面。
Reveal yourself to us.
主，我们一同仰望你的怜悯。
And we look towards to your mercy.
感谢你，你乐意将你的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Thank you because you are willing to reveal your son to us.
我们一同都等候在主的面前。
And so together we wait before you.
我们每一个人都在你面前一同的蒙恩。
And each one of us will together receive grace.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
According to your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.我们读到哥罗西书的时候
When we read the book of Colossians
我们看见在哥罗西这里的聚会非常的美好
We see that the church, the gathering in Colossae is very good
使徒保罗和兄弟提摩太为他们在神面前的属灵的光景感谢赞美神
Paul, together with his brother Timothy, they were thanking the Lord for the condition of these saints.
在他们中间，福音是纯正的福音。
Because among them, the gospel was a pure gospel.
因为兄弟以巴弗是这样的忠心。
And also according to the faithfulness of our brother Epaphras.
他把这一个福音的那个托付好像没有任何的拦阻，没有任何折扣的传给在哥罗西的这般的弟兄姊妹
He was able to spread and share the gospel without any problems among the brothers and sisters.
他们中间不仅知道神的恩典，而且他们亲身经历神的恩典。
Not only did they know the grace of God, but they have themselves experienced His grace.
就是他们真知道神的恩典。
So they truly knew God's grace.
所以在他们中间，你看见有信心、爱心、盼望的见证。
So we see that among them there is faith, there is love, the testimony
of such love.
And the results bore fruit.
不仅他们的属灵的生命好像看起来已经开始长进。
And it seems as if their spiritual life was growing.
可能整个的聚会也开始增长。
And the church was increasing.
这是福音临到一个地方所产生的一个生命的一个自然的一个结果。
Because this is a natural result of the gospel bearing fruit.
像这样一种的光景实在是让人感谢让人赞美。
In such a condition, it allows us to give thanks and praise.
如果我们要为这样的聚会祷告的话，我不晓得弟兄姊妹你是怎样的祷告。
If we are to pray for such a gathering, how would you pray?
如果你在一个聚会里面哈，那个聚会是结果增长。
If you are in a church and the results there is that there
那个聚会里面有信望爱的见证。
And there is faith, hope, and love, the testimony of such.
那你参加祷告聚会的时候，你祷告什么呢
？When you are in prayer meeting, how would you pray?
好像都没有什么好祷告的。
It's as if there's nothing else to pray for.
是不是只祷告一些我们生活中的需要就可以了呢
？Do we then just pray for some of our needs in our daily life?
但是我们看见圣灵借着使徒保罗，他里面有一个非常非常重的负担。
We see that the Holy Spirit actually in Paul had a great burden.
他这里怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说不。住的祷告祈求
He says I pray unceasingly always
而且在达比圣经的翻译里他说还要 to the end 有一个要达到一个结果
He says I want to pray to the end so that there may be a result
有的时候我们的祷告好像没有那么重的负担
Sometimes we pray as if we don't have such a heavy
祷告完了有没有下文我们都忘记了
Whether or not there is a result we forget
有的时候我们到年底我们数算主恩典的时候
At the end of the year when we remember all of God's grace
我们发现主常常听我们很多的祷告
We realize God has heard many of our prayers
但是我们都没有感谢也没有赞美
But we do not thank and we do not praise.
好像那些祷告只有上文没有下文一样。
It's as if there is no context in our prayers.
但是使徒保罗他这里面的祷告非常的迫切。
But the Apostle Paul, his prayer is very earnest.
他里面的感觉是那样的重。
And his burden is that heavy.
没有这个结果绝对这个是绝不罢休的。
He is praying so that there will be a result.
这里好像有一个这个不达目的绝不罢休的一个祷告。
This is a prayer so that he would not be ashamed until there is a result.
他这里祷告什么呢
？What is he praying for?
他聚会都这么好的光景了。
The church is already in such a good condition.
如果这样的光景显明在我们的聚会里，真的是只有感谢，只有赞美了。
If we have such a result, then we can only give thanks and praise.
为什么使徒保罗这里面这么强的负担呢
？Why did the Apostle Paul have such a heavy burden?
他是不住的祷告祈求。
That he was praying always, constantly.
他只祷告一件事情。
He was praying for one thing.
我们读到第九节的时候，看得非常的清楚。
And we see that very clearly when we reach verse 9.
他说：“愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上 满心知道神的旨意。
So that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
他只祷告一件事。
He only prayed one thing.
就是让他们能够知道神的旨意。
So that they may know God's will.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在使徒保罗里面这一个感觉是非常非常重的。
In the Apostle Paul, this feeling was very heavy.
他们必须满心知道神的旨意。
They must be filled with the knowledge of his will.
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That they may know his will in all spiritual wisdom and
understanding. 如果他们不知道神的旨意。
If they did not know God's will.
或者说不是被这个旨意所充满。
Or in other words, not filled with this will.
你看刚才这个英文的翻译。弟兄姊妹，我们在中文里面我们吃亏了，因为我们的翻译我们没有把它翻出来。
In Chinese, it's not translated completely.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做被这一个神的旨意充满呢？
What does it mean to be filled with the knowledge of His will?
如果我今天被酒精充满，
Today, if I am filled with alcohol,
我就被酒精控制，
Then I am controlled by alcohol.
如果今天被圣灵充满，
Today, if I am filled with the Spirit,
我就被圣灵掌管，
Then I am controlled by the Spirit.
如果我今天被神的旨意充满，
If I am filled with His knowledge of His will,
我的生活、我的侍奉、我的一举一动都受着神的旨意的支配。
Then my will, my life, every action and movement is controlled by His will.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗里面那个重的负担。
This is a heavy burden of Apostle Paul.
让他们满心知道被神的旨意来充满。
That they may be filled with the knowledge of His will.
他们的生活、侍奉、一举一动都被神的旨意来掌控。
That their life, their service, every movement and action is controlled by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们虽然有这么好的一个聚会的光景，
Even if we will have such a good condition in our church,
却没有被神的旨意充满，
But we are not filled with His will.
弟兄姊妹，我们会失去属灵的方向，
Then we will lose the spiritual direction.
甚至像在后面所提到的，甚至到了一个地步会被引动失去福音的盼望，
To such a point that we may lose out the hope of the gospel of the good work.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太紧要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very serious.
如果我们不被神的旨意所充满，
If we are not filled with His knowledge,
不让神的旨意来掌控我们的生活和侍奉，
And His will does not control our life and service,
甚至到了一个地步，
To such a point,
在开始你可能看不出来，
At the beginning, you may not see it.
开始的时候好像只是失之毫厘，只差了一点点。
At the beginning, it may seem like you just fall short a little bit.
可是到了后来却谬之千里。
But at the end, you see that you are far away.
甚至这个在这个有小字，它甚至是到了一个地步会被引动离开了这个福音的盼望。
To such a point where you will leave the hope of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你敢相信吗？
Can you believe that?
这么好的属灵光景，
Such a good spiritual condition.
都让人羡慕。
It allows others to admire after.
竟然会被引动。
That you can be moved.
甚至到了一个地步离开这个福音的盼望。
That you may leave the hope of this gospel.
弟兄姊妹，让神的旨意掌管我们的生活和侍奉是何等紧要的一件事呢？
It's such a serious thing for us to be controlled by the knowledge of His will.
使徒保罗不是在这里耸人听闻。
The Apostle Paul is not just speaking some mere words.
他不是在这里杞人忧天。
He's just not just chatting.
弟兄姊妹，他在这里实实在在地看见那个危险。
He is seeing and saying, seeing the danger.
弟兄姊妹，事实上，确确实实这个危险已经进入到哥罗西的教会的里面。
Because in reality, this danger had already entered into the church of Colossae.
他们可能听过神的旨意。
They probably had heard God's will.
他们可能一说听了神的旨意，有的时候就说，这个太大了。
And when we speak of God's will, they might have said, oh, this is too great
for us. 太属灵了。
It's too spiritual.
今天可以睡觉了。
Today I'm going to sleep.
如果有人今天讲神的旨意，
If today somebody speaks of God's will,
那跟我们的生活那是十万八千里。
It's too far above our lives.
我不知道在他们中间是什么样的光景。
I don't know what condition it was before them.
但至少有一件事情是可能是缺乏的。
But at least there's one thing they lacked.
就是他们没有被神的旨意所抓住。
That they were not held fast by God's will.
所以在他们中间你就看见说许多其他的东西就进来了。
So we find that a lot of other things came in.
甚至异端都进来了。
Even heresy had come in.
你发现人要在基督以外在寻找盼望。
That people were seeking for hope outside of Christ.
他们要在基督以外有所寻求。
They were seeking for things outside of Christ.
在基督以外有所依靠。
They had other reliance apart from Christ.
好像那个贞洁的童女失去了向着基督那纯一清洁的心一样。
It's like the virgin who had lost that pure desire after the Lord.
开始好像只是一点点的偏差。
At first, it seems like there's just a very small strain.
弟兄姊妹，这一个偏差到了有一个天，到有一天你会发现会让我们离开那个福音的。
But we see that the strain, one day you will leave the hope of this gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你觉得说到神的旨意，你的感觉如何？
When we speak of God's will, I don't know how you feel.
这里说的神的旨意是 the will, 是那一个单数的，那唯一的那一个旨意。
The will that is spoken of here is singular. It is the will.
有的时候我们说神的旨意是如何呢？
Now sometimes we say, what is God's will?
我们基本上强调的是神在具体的一些事情上的带领。
We want to emphasize His will in a very practical matter.
弟兄姊妹，神所有的带领
But all of God's leading
都是根据那一个旨意
It is all according to that one will.
根据这一个使徒保罗自己所说的这一个旨意
It is according to this will that Apostle Paul speaks of.
要被这一个旨意来充满
And may we be filled with this will.
这个旨意来掌控我们的生活和侍奉
May this will control our life and service.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对我们来讲实在太紧要了
This matter is too serious to us.
很多时候我们觉着说我们好像也知道一点
And sometimes we may think we know a little.
但如果真的碰到事情的时候
But when we really come across issues.
真的有了试探有了引动的时候
And when we have temptation and when we are moved
你发现很多时候我们就不大确定
Then we find that we're not very sure
要讲起道来可能我们也可以讲出来
When we need to preach we can say it
但是真的碰到事情的时候你就发现好像没有在属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的这个旨意
However, when we come across matters, it seems as if we are not filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
使徒保罗在这里不是好像只是给我们一点的关于神旨意的知识
Apostle Paul, he is not just giving us some spiritual knowledge.
他的祷告不是让哥罗西的弟兄姊妹只听一篇关于神旨意的道
His prayer is not for the saints in Colossae, just to hear a preaching of God's will.
他乃是里面充满了很重的负担
He is filled with a very heavy burden
盼望他们能够被这个旨意抓住
That they may be held by God's will
他们一生的生活和侍奉都被这个旨意所掌管
That their entire life and service would be controlled by this will
弟兄姊妹如果被这个旨意所掌管
If we are controlled by this will
你就发现生活一定改变
Then your life will surely change
如果我们是从灵里面在我们的悟性中被这个旨意所充满
If in our will, in our spirit, we are truly filled with this spiritual knowledge
你们行事为人就对得起主
Then you can walk in a manner that is worthy of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们何等盼望我们行事为人对得起主
How we desire to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord
这是什么意思
What does that mean?
对得起 the Lord
We need to
对那个主跟主相配
we need to be in a manner that is worthy of the Lord
从前我们都是以自我为中心的
previously we were self-centered
我们自己做主的
that we ourselves were the Lord
我们的行事为人和我们的主不配
our manner was not worthy of the Lord
只要是你自己做主
that as long as you were Lord
无论是什么事情
then no matter what happens
无论是坏事情还是好的事情
whether in good things or bad
和主不配
You are not worthy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为你没有让主做主啊。
Because the Lord was not Lord in your
life. 我们还是以自我为中心的一般人。
Because we are still a self-centered group of people.
主不是我们的中心。
The Lord is not our center.
弟兄姊妹，只有当这个旨意抓住我们的时候。
And so when this will captures us.
我们的生活就改变了。
Then our life will change.
你看使徒保罗从前都是自己做主的。
Previously, Apostle Paul, he was
himself the Lord. 你读使徒保罗他在得救之前所写描述他都是保罗行路。
Before he was saved in his testimony, he was the Lord. He was a great person.
他做这个，他做那个。
He did this and he did that.
他想做什么就做什么。
Whatever he wanted to do, he did.
而且他非常有能力。
And he was full of power.
非常有胆量。
He was courageous.
但是和主不配。
But he was not worthy of the Lord.
当他蒙恩得救的头一天。
From the first day of his salvation.
弟兄姊妹，他说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
He said to the Lord, Lord, what must I do?
这才和主相配。
That is worthy of the Lord.
现在他保罗不再是做主了。
Now Paul, he is not Lord.
现在他保罗不再是中心了。
Now Paul is no longer center of the world, but the Lord is Lord.
现在主是中心了。
Now the Lord is the center.
弟兄姊妹，认识神的这个旨意，你发现我们的生活行事为人就改变了。
If you come to know this will of God, your life will change.
弟兄姊妹，不仅如此。
Not only so.
而且他说，就凡事蒙他喜悦。
So that you can please him in all respects.
弟兄姊妹，如果还是我们自己为中心的话，
if you are still self-centered,
无论我们做什么，
no matter what you do,
都没有办法让主得着喜悦。
You cannot please the Lord.
他后面接着告诉我们，
and then it says, continuing on,
他就是说，而且呢，让我们在一切善事上结果子，
and that you can bear fruit in every good work.
什么时候我们被这个旨意充满？
Anytime you are filled with this will,
生命就开始长进。
Life will grow.
离开这个旨意，
apart from this will,
只要这个旨意在我们身上受到拦阻，
if this will is hindered by us,
你就发现马上我们的生命就开始枯干。
Then we find that our life will begin to dry up.
别说结果子，
not to speak of bearing fruit.
我们常常感觉到是枯干的。
We just find that our life is dry.
我们总觉得说好像主离我们是很远。
We find that the Lord seems to be far away from us.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，认识从灵里面在悟性中这样满心的知道神的旨意实在太重要了。
We find that to know the will of the Lord in our spirit, full of wisdom and understanding, is so important.
后面说他要得着一个能力的泉源。
So that we could have this fountain.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们生活侍奉真的是不容易。
Our life and our service is very hard.
特别是在这样一个末后的时代里。
Particularly in these end times.
弟兄姊妹，这样一个时代，多少的压力，多少的引诱和试探呢？
In this age, there's so much pressure and temptation.
我们压住一天，我们能顶住，可以。
If we can withstand one day, it's
okay. 那这里说是力上加力。
But here it is in that we were.
不是说头一天我听完道以后有十足的力量。
But here that we need to be strengthened with all power.
但到星期五的时候已经减了60%了。
On the first day we are strong, but by Saturday we have.
所以赶紧的充电。所以有的弟兄姊妹说星期五是。
But at the end of the week, we have lost 50%, and so we say Bible study. We are recharging. It's not that because we have lost all our power, now we need to recharge. But no, we are being strengthened upon strength. This is the life that we need to have. But in this strength and power that we will have joy and patience with all joy.
欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，就是说是得胜的忍耐。
That we can endure and have long suffering with joy. That is, that
有的时候我们也忍耐了。
Victory. Sometimes we say yes, we have patience.
但那个忍耐是险胜。
But that patience we have, tried with all our might.
感谢赞美主，今天又没发脾气。
We say thank the Lord today. I did not have much.
今天太太真的对我真的都这么样的情形，我还是忍住了。
Today, even though my wife was like this, I still endured.
今天我可以做个见证了。
So today I can bear testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这里面所说的见证不是这样的见证。
But the testimony spoken of here is not like that.
这是因为看见了认识了神的旨意。
It is because we know God's will.
有一个能力的泉源。
Now we have a source of power.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
你看后面有基业。
But now we have inheritance.
后面有国度。
And then we have the kingdom.
哦，弟兄姊妹，说到这些事我们都觉得好远好远。
When we speak of this, it seems so far away from us.
我们觉得这些事情跟我们整个一个觉得说我们在地上在这里能够好好过日子就可以了。
It seems as if we can just pass our daily life, that's good enough.
弟兄姊妹，这却不是基督徒我们作为神的儿女正常的生活的见证。
But this is not the normal testimony of a child of God.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，如果我们真的像这个使徒保罗他这里所祷告的。
But if we are according to what Paul is praying here,
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
But if we have all spiritual wisdom and all and understanding, knowing the knowledge of His will,
我们今天就可以见证基督就是我的产业。
Then today we can testify that Jesus is my inheritance. Jehovah is my inheritance.
你就看见今天国度的实际要显在我们的中间。
And the reality of the kingdom will come among us.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗他里面那个负担那么重的原因。
This is the reason for the heavy burden within Paul.
不仅那些消极的那些的试探异端不攻自破。
Not only those negative things, the heresies and all the the bad testimony within them.
更是让我们神儿女天天是力上加力啊。
But that all of us, children of God, that we can be going from strength to strength.
欢欢喜喜的。
That we can be full of joy.
这是不是我们应有的见证呢？
Isn't that the testimony we ought to have?
弟兄姊妹，真的是令人羡慕啊。
This causes people to admire
it. 那你是怎么达得到呢？
How can you attain to it?
这里面有个秘诀。
There is a secret.
使徒保罗没有给我们看见，让我们好像有多少的努力。
The Apostle Paul doesn't show us that we need to strive, that you need to self-control,
苦待己身,
that you need to beat yourself,
守什么节期, 守日子,
that you need to hold fast to any days and Sabbaths.
弟兄姊妹, 他告诉我们一个秘诀,
he tells us a secret.
认识神的旨意,
come to know his will.
哪一个旨意,
that one will.
哪一个终极的旨意,
know the central point of his will.
The will of God.
The will of God.
真的是太荣耀了。
It is too glorious.
那你说这个旨意是什么呢？
So you may ask, what is that will?
所以我们往后读的时候就非常清楚了。
And so if you continue to read, it's clear.
你读到第十五节的时候。
Read verse 15.
你读着读着你就发现使徒保罗在讲着讲着他就把那个旨意就告诉了我们。
If you continue to read, you find that he is telling us what that will is.
神的那一个旨意是什么呢？
What is the will?
就是那个爱子。
That is the beloved.
Beloved son.
The beloved son.
弟兄姊妹，就是神的儿子。
The son of God. That is the will.
这就是神在历世历代以来心中从隐藏的奥秘。
This is the mystery that had been hidden from ages past.
这就是神盼望我们来明白的他的那个永恒永远的那个唯一的旨意。
This is the one and only will that he had from time before.
把他所有的爱都放在他的爱子的身上。
All his love is within his beloved son.
他的儿子就是他给我们看见他的心意。
His son allows us to see his will.
何等巴望我们都来认识他的儿子。
He so desires for us to come to know his son.
让我们来经历他的儿子。
So that we can experience his son.
得着他的儿子。
So that we can gain his son.
让他的儿子在我们生命中在教会里面在万有中彰显出来。
So that his son can be manifest in our life, in our church, in all things.
弟兄，这就是神的那一个旨意。
Because that is the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
在道理上我们可能听过。
We may have already heard this truth.
但这是使徒保罗所祷告的不是道理上的明白。
But the Apostle Paul is not praying so that we can understand this truth.
是在一切的属灵的智慧悟性上满心的知道。
So that we may know with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, being filled with the knowledge of this will.
弟兄姊妹，你真的知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you truly know?
你看看后面他就告诉我们，我们真的知道吗？
And then later on we find, do we really know?
爱子到底是谁呢？
Who is the beloved son?
他说这个爱子呢，就是那个不能看见之神的像。
He is the image of the invisible God.
哎呀，我很喜欢这句话。
I really like this phrase.
他说是，他没有说神的儿子
是。He did not say.
不能看见之神的像。
He did not say he's an invisible God that you cannot see, an image you cannot see.
他没有说基督是那不能看见之神的像。
He didn't say that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这都是非常准确，都是对的。
These are all accurate.
但是我很喜欢他这里说的。
But I really like what is written here.
这个英文说个 who, 其实那个 who 前面他有知道是谁的，那个就是那个爱子。
In English, previously it says that he is the beloved son.
就是那个爱子。
The beloved son.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
The beloved son is the image of the invisible God.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，这个像是生命的像。
This image is the image of life.
不是外面的表现和样子像。
Not an outward behavior.
但是生命的彰显。
But a manifestation of life.
我们的主就是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
弟兄姊妹，这是爱子。
This is the beloved son.
他把神完全的彰显出来。
He has manifested God entirely.
看见子就是看见父。
If you see the son, you see the father.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想认识这一位创造宇宙万有的神，
If you come to know this creator of all heaven and earth,
你必须要来认识子。
You must come to know the Son.
必须认识这个爱子。
You must come to know the beloved Son.
你不认识爱子，你就看不见神。
If you do not know the beloved Son, you cannot see God.
你就是乱猜的。
Then you are guessing.
你就用心思和手艺雕刻出许多的偶像出来。
You are using your imagination and creating many idols.
只有父怀里的独生子将他完全的没有任何限量的表明了出来。
Only the beloved Son within the bosom of the Father has manifested God entirely.
所以主在地上的时候就跟门徒说：“看见我，就是看见父。”
And so the Lord Jesus said to the disciples when he was on earth, "If you see me, you see the Father."
我与父与原为一。
Because I and the Father are one.
哦，弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, it is so glorious.
而且这里说是爱子。
And now it also says the beloved Son.
神所有的喜悦都在他的身上。
All the pleasure of God is within him.
神本性所有一切的丰盛都放在他的爱子的里面。
All the abundance and riches are within his Son, beloved Son.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
在他的儿子以外，神没有什么可以喜悦。
Apart from his Son, there is nothing else that pleases the Father.
在他儿子以外，什么都没有。
Apart from his Son, there is nothing else.
弟兄姊妹，因为神太爱他的爱子。
Because God loves his son so much.
父是这样的爱他的儿子。
The father loves his son.
所有的一切都放在他儿子的里面。
So all is placed in his son.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样认识神的旨意。
If we come to know God's will in this way.
如果我们真的看见神的儿子是这样的身位。
If we have come to see who God is, who Jesus the Son is,
他就是神啊,
that he is God.
所以那些天使还有什么地位?
So what position do the angels
have? 那些异端借着天使带进来有什么地位?
What positions do the angels have in their
heresy? 刚才我们有弟兄选的诗歌说那些天使在他面前只有眼目低层啊。
There's a hymn that our brother just chose that angels can only look down.
你发现许许多多的异端因着我们这样的认识神的爱子。
Many heresies, if we do not come to know the beloved Son,
就不攻自破。不攻自破就是你不用去跟他辩论，他就失败了。
Then it will fail just without any argument.
有一天有一个人给我打电话。
One day a person called me.
他说我们现在我们的难处都过去了。
And this person said, all of our problems have passed away.
我好羡慕，我说你们难处都过去了。
And I really admired. I said, really, your problems are gone?
我告诉你那个难处过去的秘诀。
And I'll tell you, the secret of this problem going away.
他说我们从前把我们的集中力量，把我们的所有的眼目都放在基督的身上。
That previously we have placed all of our focus upon the Lord Jesus.
现在我们转了。
But now we have changed.
我们现在放在父的身上。
Now we put our focus and attention on the Father.
你就发现这好像没有错。
And it seems as if this is not wrong.
父与子原为一。
Because the Father and Son are one.
那我听到后面一讲，我就知道他有问题了。
But then the next phrase, I realized there was a problem.
他说主耶稣自己说了，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
若不借着我，就没有人到父那里去。
If not through me, then you cannot go to the Father.
既然我现在已经到了父那里去了
，But now that I am at the Father,
那么就可以过河拆桥了。
So now I have already passed that bridge.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see?
如果你真的认识神的旨意，
If you come to really know God's will,
你根本不需要跟他辩论，
You do not need to argue at all.
你根本不会被引动，
You will not be moved.
因为你知道，如果人真的到了父的面前，
Because if somebody has truly come to the Father,
父就让你看见他的儿子，
The Father will allow you to see the Son.
如果有人今天你祷告父没有问题的，
You can pray to the Father, there's no problem.
然后父亲就告诉你，
The Father will tell you,
到我儿子那里去，
Go to my Son.
因为所有的恩典智慧能力都在我儿子的里面。
Because all grace, wisdom, and strength are in my son.
如果你现在开始读圣经的话，
Now today, if you read the Bible,
你一年读一遍的话，
and you read through once a year,
你差不多该读到约瑟的故事了。
Then you will come to read the story of
Jacob. 考考你，你看看你今天有没有这个非常忠心的来好好的读主的话。
And this was a test if you are faithful in reading God's
word. 如果你真的是照着那个进度慢慢读，你发现你快马上你就快读到，或者你已经读到 约瑟的故事了。
Then right now, according to the schedule, you may have already reached the story of Joseph. It's amazing.
你发现那里面我们这是一个多么奇妙的一个图画。
We find that it's a very amazing illustration.
那么就说到这个很多的人要到法老那儿去，那个去买粮食。
There it tells us the story of many people going up to Pharaoh to buy food.
法老有没有就给他们粮食呢
？And so Pharaoh did he give them food?
法老说了一句话。
Pharaoh said something.
到约瑟那里。
Go to Joseph.
Brothers and sisters,
this is the beloved son.
这是神儿子的地位。
This is the position of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想盼望得着能力，
if you want to gain power,
想得着恩典，
if you want to gain grace,
你想在基督里，你想在神面前，好像得着许许多多的丰富。
In Jesus, if you want to gain much abundance and blessing,
弟兄姊妹，父神就一定只是给你看他的儿子。
The Father will show you His Son.
弟兄姊妹，这是神儿子的地位。
This is the position of the Son of God.
有人说，如果你把圣灵高高的举起来，你所有的问题就解决了。
Some say that if you lift up the name of the Spirit, then He will show you all.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个怎么错吗
？Do you say there's anything wrong with that?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候你就发现开始那个偏差的时候，都找不出来那个偏差在哪里。
Oftentimes, when you have heresy or you are going astray, you can't find the origin of that.
你在道理上你根本看不出来的。
Because in truth, you can't find it.
但如果你真的是尊重圣灵的话
，However, if you truly submit to the Spirit,
如果你真的愿意听圣灵的那个指教的话
，And if you are really willing to listen to the teaching of the Spirit,
你就发现圣灵乃是指把基督指给你看。
You will find the Spirit is pointing out Christ.
圣灵降临只做一件事情。
The Spirit, His descending is only to do one thing.
就让我们都来认识神的儿子。
So that we can all come to know the Son of God.
当圣灵五旬节那天降临的时候
，On the day of Pentecost, when
the Spirit came. 你看使徒彼得在那里站起来做见证。
And when we find Apostle Paul, he stood up to Peter to speak.
他说：“你们今天所看见的这些的现象，这些的大风，这些的声响，这些圣灵的降临的现象。
That today the scene that you see before you, the great wind, and the tongues of fire.
乃是因为圣灵降临了。
It is because the Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵降临就做一个见证。
The Holy Spirit comes to testify.
你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，谁已经立他为主为基督了。
The Jesus that you have nailed upon the cross, God has already placed him as Christ and as Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你越是来认识基督，你发现圣灵在你身上越是阿门。
The more you come to know the Lord Jesus, the more you find the Spirit
你越是高举基督
within you will say Amen.
圣灵在你身上越充满。
And the more the Lord Jesus and the Spirit will fill you.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这样一个时代的里面
，We live in such an age.
我们实在是需要被神的旨意所抓住所充满。
We need to be captured and filled with the knowledge of His will.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候这个引动开始的时候你是看不见的。
Oftentimes when we are beginning to be moved, you
can't see it. 你在道理上是找不出什么破绽的，甚至
You can't find any holes in your truth.
但是什么时候人离开了神的这个旨意
？However, any time people leave God's will.
到了一个时候，你发现人就离开了这个福音的。
It comes to a point where they will leave the hope of this gospel.
不仅如此
Not only so.
不仅他这种看见这个神的儿子，神的这个旨意，他是神的一切。
Not only do we see that he is the Son of God, he is everything in God.
后面他给我们看见他和万有的关系。
We see his relationship with all things.
所以他后面他怎么说呢
？What does he say?
在这个第十五节的后半。
The second part of verse 15.
他是首生的。
He is the firstborn of all creation.
在一切被造的以先。
Of all things.
你知道这个，有的时候你读这个有些版本，你就发现这里边的翻译给人一些误会。
In some translations, you may find that there is some miscommunication.
好像说到这位神的儿子是在一切受造之物当中的头一个被造的。
It almost seems as if in all of creation that he is the first one that was born.
这句话在原文里面它不是这个意思
But in the original it is not that meaning
这里说到他是首生的
He is the firstborn
这个首生在原文里面是非常有讲究的
This firstborn in the original it is very interesting
这个很有讲究不是 interesting、mm-hmm. 那么是非常严格的、那个、
It's a very serious thing、
对对对 very serious 那么这因为太 serious 真的是太 serious 了因为这个实在是太关键了
Because it's very pivotal, it's very critical.
这里面说到他是首生的是什么意思呢
？What does it mean for him to be the firstborn?
说到在性质上，他完全是优先的。
that in his nature he is first.
而且说到他是有主权的。
And that he has all power.
所以你接着往下读的时候你就非常清楚了。
So if you continue to read, you're clear.
你就发现他就是那创造的主宰啊。
That he is the one who created all things.
弟兄姊妹，其他的万物都是受造之物。
All things have been created.
只有他是创造的主宰。
Only he is a creator.
他是优先的。
He is the first.
万有都是属于他的。
All things belong to him.
他有所有的权柄。
He has all the authority.
天上地上地底下所有的权柄都在他的手中。
All the heavens under the earth, all
the
authority belongs to him.
这个叫做他是首生的。
That means he is the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹，这里面非常的清楚。
This is very clear.
他和万有的关系就是他是创造的主宰。
His relationship with all things is that he is the creator.
而且中文翻译的时候在靠万有都是靠着他造的。
And it also translates that all things have been created by him.
那么实际上在这个读英文，读英文好了，英文就是 in him, 就是在他里面造的。
For in him all things were created.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你明白不明白什么在他里面造。
Can you imagine what it means for all things were created in him?
我不知道这个会所是谁做出来的。
I don't know who created this building.
我想在这会所出来之前就在那个设计的那个人的心里面就已经就差不多就这个样子。
Now, even before this building was built, in the heart of the architect, it was already built.
哦，那个是他在那里设计。
Because he was creating it.
一切都根据他的这一个智慧。
All things were according to his wisdom.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这个万有都是照着在基督里面那个智慧设计的。
Do you know that all things were created by his wisdom in him?
你觉得稀奇不稀奇？
Don't you find it amazing?
今天我们知道像这个眼镜，我不知道你觉得它有多重。
Now, look at my glasses. I don't know if you know how heavy it is.
你知道在基督里面那个智慧设计的时候，
Now, in Jesus, when all things were being created, not that he was creating this pair of glasses.
这是人做的，人不是创造，人做了一个。
Because man made these glasses.
但是我告诉你，就这个眼镜里面所有的这个物质，
But then all of the materials of my glasses,
在那个智慧的设计里面,
in God's wisdom, in his creation,
在这个眼就这么一点点的物质里面所隐藏的能量,
just a little bit of this physical matter, all the energy that is within it,
非常的奇妙。
It's very amazing.
我不是学物理的，所以我不懂。
I don't know physics, so I don't understand.
但我确确实实有人告诉我。
But somebody has told me.
你别看就这么一点物质。
Don't just overlook this thing.
如果里面所有隐藏的那些的能量都释放出来的话，
If all the hidden energy within this is set free,
能源危机就过去了。那个不需要到中东去抢石油，不需要了。
All the things that you don't need.
伊拉克战争根本毫无意义了。
All the nuclear energy, nothing. All the things that need power, we don't need it anymore.
你知道那个智慧是什么智慧？
Do you know this wisdom?
有谁有这样的智慧吗？
Who has such wisdom?
所以你知道，当约伯在那里跟神还在那里辩白，说神还不够他公义的时候，
And so when Job was still complaining to God that God was not righteous enough,
神就让他做一道题。
And so God asked a question.
我建立大地，创造大地，你在哪里？
When I created the land, where were you?
我把那些能量就放在这么一小小的这些的物质里面的时候，你在哪里？
When I put all this energy, all the strength within this little matter, where were you?
我们真的是这样认识我们的主。
If we come to truly know our Lord,
稍微有一点点的明白，
and have just a small understanding,
我们还敢在他以外寻找智慧吗？
Do we still want to seek wisdom?
弟兄姊妹，你养孩子的时候，你觉得你应该照着什么样的智慧去养孩子呢？
What type of wisdom are you seeking after when you want to raise your children?
弟兄姊妹，在基督以外没有智慧。
Apart from Christ, there is no wisdom.
主说他要让智慧的人变为愚拙。
The Lord says that he wants to make the wise of this world into foolish.
在神的眼中，
in God's eyes,
在基督以外其实只有愚拙。
Apart from Christ,Actually, everything is ignorance.
你以为你有聪明吗？
It's foolishness. Do you think you are smart?
主说我让那个人的聪明变为愚拙。
God says, I will make the wisdom of man into foolishness.
在基督以外只有愚昧和愚拙。
Apart from Christ, there is only ignorance and foolish.
中了自己的诡计。
But I want the wise to fall into their own traps.
哎呀，我发现今天有许许多多的，甚至神的儿女。
I find that today, so many people, even the children of God,
在基督以外去寻找智慧。
Apart from Christ, they are seeking wisdom.
不照着主的教训和警戒养育自己的儿女。
Not according to God's word and teaching, they are trying to raise their children.
如果我们真的稍微明白一点点神的旨意。
If you come to understand just a little of God's will.
真的明白原来所有的智慧都在他里面呢。
And if you can understand that all wisdom is in him.
在他之外只有愚拙只有诡计啊。
That apart from him, there is only foolishness and evil.
弟兄姊妹，这些的诡计能让你把孩子养好吗？
Can all that evilness raise your children well?
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得我们更有聪明，更有智慧。
Brothers and sisters, do not feel that you are more smart and you have more wisdom.
我们做先生的，我们怎么对待妻子呢？
As husbands, how do you treat your wives?
哎，我就发现圣经有的时候说，你不要用诡诈待妻子。
Sometimes I find I cannot use schemes.To treat my wife.
我什么时候用诡诈待妻子？
But how am I using schemes to treat my wife?
有的时候我觉得是用很多的聪明来对待太太。
Because I'm trying to use much smarts in treating my wife.
有个弟兄那天跟我说，今天这段圣经真好。
And one time a brother told me, yes, this passage is
so good. 又讲到妻子顺服丈夫。
Because again it speaks that the wife must submit to the husband.
哎呀，你知道查经有的时候也很痛苦，你知道吗？
You know, sometimes when we are at Bible
study, it's so difficult. 自己想要的经文一直没有啊。
The passages we want, we don't have it.
好不容易等到了这一天了。
Finally, we waited to this day.
今天晚上我可以跟我太太多一点交通。
And tonight I can have more fellowship with my wife.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么？
What is that called?
这叫做诡计。
That is called your schemes.
这以诡诈待妻子。
Because you are leading your wife with schemes.
有的做丈夫的盼望说，妻子在家里什么都做，像那个箴言三十一章那个，哇、哦，他就一个人就坐在那个城门口。
Sometimes husbands, we want to have our wife to be like the Proverbs 31 wife, so that we, the husband, can sit at the gate.
你就发现，如果你真的用诡计待妻子的
，If you're using schemes to treat your wife,
你就天天坐在城门口。
Every day you're sitting at the gate.
从早坐到晚。
You will sit there from morning to night.
你成了无家可归的一个人。
Because you will become a homeless person.
你是所以主说，这个让聪明人中了自己的诡计。
And so the Lord says, will you fall into your own schemes, you wise person?
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得神的旨意离我们十万八千里。
Do not feel that God's will is that far away from
you. 有人说，只要有人说神哪永远的旨意，我们就想说，今天就差不多了。
We find that if some people hear that today you're speaking of the eternal purpose of God, then that's about it for today.
我们这才稍微碰了一点点呢。
But we have only touched upon it a little bit.
我们在这真的是皮毛都还没碰着呢。
We haven't even begun to touch it.
弟兄姊妹，所有的万有都在他里面造的。
Because all things have been created in him.
你真的知道这件事吗？
Do you know that?
你真的知道在基督里那个智慧是什么智慧吗？
Do you truly know that the wisdom of Jesus that what that wisdom is?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的稍微被圣灵开启一点点，
If the Holy Spirit enlightens us just a little bit,
我们要在主的话语面前何等的感恩呢？
Then we have to truly thank him before his
words. 离开主的话，主说你们还有什么智慧？
Apart from his words, what wisdom do we have?
弟兄姊妹，你看电脑，你看这个什么什么这个那个转的那些东西，我跟你讲，那些东西都没有智慧的。
If you look at the computer and all your smartphones, all the things that turn, there's no wisdom in it.
弟兄姊妹，离弃主的话，我们还有什么智慧？
Apart from God's word, what wisdom do we have?
如果我们真的认识神的旨意，
If we truly know God's will,
我们真的要在主的话语面前好好下功夫。
Then we truly want to be studious in front of His word.
不要去，你知道看很多所谓的人的智慧写出的东西。
Don't look at the things that man has written out
of his thoughts. 我不是说这个属灵的书籍没有用处，不是。
I'm not saying that spiritual books have no benefit. No.
弟兄姊妹，你要有这个根基啊。
You must have the foundation.
主说凡有的。
God says for all things.
还有加给。凡有的，如果有
Those who have,
还有加给他。
I will continue to add to them.
如果你没有，
If you do not have,
你以为有，
You thought you have it,
都夺去。
I will take all away.
我就发现一个非常奇妙的一件事。
I find something amazing.
凡是在主的话语上下功夫的弟兄姊妹，
All those who are diligent in God's word,
他听到的时候，
When they hear the message,
主就加给他。
God adds to them.
有个弟兄跟我讲。
There's a brother who told me.
从前那个读圣经的时候，哎呀，真的是很痛苦。
Previously, when I read God's word, it was so hard.
但是他说他还是顺服了。
But he still submitted.
非常认真的每一天照着进度就是这么读。
He diligently progressed and read every day.
旷野都倒闭了。
And everybody else fell in the wilderness.
出埃及从来出不去的。
They could not leave Egypt.
但是他不仅出了埃及，而且还读利未记。
Not only did he leave Egypt, he went into Leviticus.
哎呀，献祭都献得糊涂了。
And so he sacrificed to the point of confusion.
但是认认真真的就这么读。
But he diligently read.
还有。
He had.
主就加给。
And God added to him.
他说他听到的时候。
And so when he listened to messages, it was amazing.
哎，那个弟兄好像让他那个里面那个。有一个灯啪就亮了。
It was as if a light went off in him.
下一次又来聚会，另外一个弟兄让他里面另外一个灯又亮了。
And another brother came and spoke, and the light went off again in him.
我不知道一年我们听几篇道。
I don't know in one year how many messages do you listen to.
就算五十篇道好了。
Even if it yes 50.
有的人呢有五十个灯就亮了。
Some people they have 50 lights that go off in them.
有些人。一年下来，所有灯还是黑的。
And some people, no lights go off; they're still dark.
弟兄姊妹，你觉着主偏待人吗
？Do you feel that God has shows favoritism?
这个难处在哪里
？Where is the difficulty?
这个难处就在乎我们没有被神的旨意所充满。
The problem is that we are not filled with the knowledge of His will.
我们光是头脑知道。
We only know in our head.
这个旨意在我们生活中没有任何的影响的力量。
This will has no influence in our
lives. 所以我们不是满心知道。
So it's not that we are filled with him.
我们是以为知道。
We thought we knew.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
所以很多时候都给夺去了。
So oftentimes it is taken away.
我觉得多吃亏啊。
And you lose so much.
人家听一年到五十个灯都亮了。
Some people they heard 50 messages, 50 lights have gone off.
你听了一年到就什么灯都不亮了。
And you have heard a year's worth of messages, no lights have gone off.
难怪十年以后
No wonder,
他被主成全了。
No wonder, 10 years later, God has established him.
难怪十年以后你说我怎么还是这么软弱。
And after 10 years, you are still so weak.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为说好像我们要在一说到神的旨意就是高的，就是谁都摸不着了，不是。
Do not think that God's will is so far from you, no one can touch it.
弟兄姊妹，你真的被神的旨意所摸着。
If you are truly captured and touched by His will,
你今天晚上回去就跪在主的面前。
Then tonight, when you come before Him, you will kneel before.
主，我在你的话语之外，我不寻找任何的智慧。
And say, God, apart from Your words, I will not seek any other wisdom.
我要把你的话语丰丰富富的存在我的心里。
I want to have Your words richly.Abound in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意影响我们的生活和侍奉。
Because His will is to influence our life and our service.
弟兄姊妹，这才我们才碰到一点点而已啊。
And we have only touched a little bit upon it.
所有都是借着他造的。
All things have been created by Him.
所有都是为他造的。
All things are for Him.
无论是看得见看不见的，有能的主治的，所有都是这样的为着他造的。
Whether visible invisible, whether thrones or dominions, all things are created by Him.
不仅如此，他在万有之先。
Not only so, He is before all things.
万有靠他而立。
And in Him, all things hold together.
哎呀，真好 ，hold together. 他维系万有。
All things are held together by Him.
弟兄姊妹，你真的开启一点点的话。
If you are truly enlightened a little bit.
哎呀，你知道有的时候在侍奉里面，你知道被压到一个地步，力不能胜了。
And in service, sometimes you are pressured to such a point that you have no way out.
我还把那段使徒保罗那段话和他背下来了。
And I've even memorized that phrase from the Apostle Paul.
我现在跟使徒保罗经历一样了。
And now my experience is just like Paul's.
这个被压太重，力不能胜，活命的指望都绝了。
I have been pressed and crushed to the point of despair.
就是自己心里也断定是必死了。
And to the point of death.
天都要塌下来了。
And the heavens have come crushing down.
如果这个事情再不解决，整个的这个路就没法走了。
If this matter is not solved, then there is no way out.
每天都睡不着觉啊。
Every day I cannot sleep.
弟兄姊妹，不认识神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, you do not know God's will.
看见神的儿子。
See God's son.
他用全能的命令托住万有。
He, in all His power, holds all things.
发生什么事情
No matter what happens,
天塌不下来了
The heavens will not fall.
不是我们托住万有啊
It's not that we hold all things together.
要是我托住万有，别说托住万有，托个桌子都托不动了
If I hold all things, I can't even hold on to this desk.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿子托住万有
The Son of God holds all things.
我们里面安息了
And so we have rest.
所以这里面说，你们可以欢欢喜喜忍耐宽容。
And so now, with all steps,
要不然每天都急出汗来了。
We can endure with joy because we no longer sweat, and we no longer need to be ill.
有一次，这个真的出了一些事情。
Yes, one time some things had happened.
你这两天这个泡就出来了。这个嘴巴就长泡了。
And in 2 days I had blisters in my mouth.
过两天这人就倒下去了。
And then I collapsed.
因为我以为说这些事都托在我的手里。
Because I thought all things were held in my hands.
不认识神的旨意。
I did not know God's will.
弟兄，如果我们认识神的旨意，
if you know God's will,
当这个旨意充满在我们的里面，
and if this will fills all of us,
弟兄姊妹，是神的儿子托住万有，
it is the Son of God who holds all things,
这才是讲到他与万有的关系，
and now the relationship with all things,
后面讲到他与教会的关系，
later on it speaks of his relationship with the church,
他是教会全体之首，
he is the head of the body,
他是原始，
he is the beginning,
哎呀，这个英文更清楚，他是开始，
he is the very beginning,
你认识这件事吗？
do you know that?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的认识神的旨意，
if you really know God's will,
每一件事都必须是主开始，
then every single matter begins with God.
凡不是从主开始的，
if it does not begin with God,
结果一定不荣耀，
the results will not be glorious.
非常的 sure, 非常确定，
if this is very sure,
凡不是从他开始的，
anything that does not begin with him,
无论开始你觉得多么好，
no matter how you think it begins well,
多么大的事工，
So no matter how great the work is,
多么的这个让你觉得场面是那样的感人，
and you think it really moves people,
结果一定不荣耀，
the results will not be glorious.
只有他是开始，
only he is the beginning.
不仅是开始，
not only the beginning.
而且他后面他说什么？
What does it say afterwards?
他说他是这个教会全体之首，他是原始，他是从死里首先复生的。
He is the firstborn from the dead.
使他可以在凡事上居首。
So that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
啊，好了，这件事是主开始的。
Now because God has begun this.
那后面就该我了。
So it should be me later.
我们就跟上去了。
Because we follow.
凡事居首。
But he is to have first place in all things.
他 beginning， 他的。
He is the beginning.
开始他是，那么这个第二个也是他，第三个也是他。
But the first is him, second, third, all is him.
凡事都要居首位。
All things, everything.
他每一件事他都要做元首。
He will be first place in everything.
你知道我有一次我去到一个弟兄家里，很有意思。
One time I went to a brother's home. It was very interesting.
他就换一个那个抽水马桶里面的一个芯儿，就非常简单的，就是那个抽水马桶。
He needed to replace something in the toilet.
你知道这个一般正常的速度，差不多这样，像我们认识有的弟兄，五分钟。
Now normally when you need to replace this part it only takes 5 minutes.
真的它就是下面写的就是整个这个 procedure 整个过程就是五分钟。
Now if you look at it and you follow all of the procedures it really just takes 5 minutes.
我们弟兄在那里面因为我们是客人呢。
But because we are the guests.
他是主人呢。
And he is the host.
他五分钟就出来了。
He should be out in 5 minutes.
三个钟都没出来。
He did not come out after 3 hours.
哎呀他的太太急了，说三个钟的他是不是出危险了。
His wife was She was wondering, did something happen?
但是我们进去一看，他好好的。
But when we went in there to see, everything was fine.
说因为这个元首太多了。
But he said because there's too many.
那个 tank 是个元首 ，tank 是个公司。
Because there's too many things. The tank has.
那个 parts 那个也是个公司，也是个元首。
There is a company that created.
太多元首了。
Parts. There's too many beginnings.
所以你就发现说都不配。
And so it did not come together.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们在身体侍奉的时候，常常遇到这样的问题。
Oftentimes when we serve in the body, we also come across
the same problem. 我们觉得我们这一部分太好了，做的是天衣无缝了。
We find that we ourselves we do something so well.
但是你发现放在身体里不配。
But when we come into the body, it's not harmonious.
它漏水啊。
It leaks.
你知道他三个钟头在干什么？你知道吗
？After 3 hours, you know what he was doing?
接水啊。
He was trying to catch water.
他就气到一个地步，说这个公司应该卖一个漏子。
So he was so angry to the point where he said the company ought to sell a bucket.
一个配套的漏子跟那个颜色是一样的。
A bucket that matches the same color as the tank.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是难道是这个是神的家的建造吗
？Do you find that this is the building of God's house?
凡事居首。
He is first in everything.
他后面他这里特别说到他是从死里复活。
And it says that he rose from the dead.
弟兄姊妹。胜过死亡。
He has overcome death.
他把人从那个死亡里带出来了。
He has brought man out of death.
所以如果你真的看见他是复活的。
So if you truly see that he's the resurrection.
所有跟死亡有关系的。
Anything that has to do with death.
统统没价值，对不对
？All has no value, right?
不仅没价值，神都厌恶。
Not only has no value, but God hates it.
因为是污秽的。
Anything that is defiled. We find in the Old Testament anything that touches something that has died.
不是烧掉就是打碎。
Whether you burn it, you break it.
啊，你光洗洗不行的。
You cannot just wash it.
只要 碰到死亡了。
Anything that has touched death.
哦，那个东西太可怕了。
That thing is terrible.
如果是真的这样认识基督的话，
If you truly come to know Christ in this way,
你发现律法主义还有什么地位呢？
Then what position does the law have?
律法主义在干什么？你知道吗？
What is the law doing?
有的弟兄这样描述。
So some describe it this way.
我觉得很有道理。
I find it's very true.
虽然听起来不太好。
Even though it doesn't sound very good.
就是殡仪馆的工作。
This is the work of the funeral home.
你知道 funeral home， 你知道殡仪馆在做什么，你知道吗？
What do funeral homes do?
就是那个人过世以后，
After a person has died，
把它抹一抹。
You want to embalm or
那个眉毛啊，画得漂亮一点。
You need to draw their eyebrows a little bit better。
那个脸上涂点粉。
And you need to powder the face。
哦，整个的那个看起来真的很漂亮。
So that the person will look very good。
这就是律法主义做的事情。
That is what the law is doing.
是死人呐。
Because it's a dead person.
无论外面表现得多么漂亮。
No matter how beautiful the person looks like on the outside.
死人呐。
It's a dead person.
这不是基督的工作。
This is not the work of Christ.
在新造的里面。
In the new creation.
是在复活的根基上。
This is built upon the foundation of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，那是活人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a living person.
弟兄姊妹。一切都是新的了。
All will become new.
你用什么是旧的东西呢？
What are things that are old?
旧到底是死的东西啊。
All the things that are old are dead.
无论你觉得那个表现多么的好。
Whether you think its manifestation is so good.
死的东西。
It's still dead.
那不过是装饰一下。
You're only putting on makeup.
神不看。
God is not looking at it.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这件事情实在是需要认识神的旨意。
We truly need to know God's will.
如果不认识神的旨意，
If we do not know God's will,
你就发现这些律法的东西都要进来。
Then all the things of the law will enter in.
弟兄姊妹，这些规条，这些的不可拿、不可尝、不可摸，你就发现都在这神的儿女中就辖制神的儿女。
All the regulations of do not touch, do not feel, do not smell, all these things will bind God's people.
弟兄姊妹，你看看多么紧要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
但凡我们稍微摸着一点点神的旨意，
If you have touched God's will just a little bit,
真的灵里面看见了，
And in your spirit you see,
看见神的儿子，
And you have seen God's son,
他是神的一切，
That he is everything in God,
他也是万有的一切，
He is everything in all creation,
他也是教会的一切，
And everything to the church.
后面讲到基督的工作，
Then we find God's work.
他成就了。
He has accomplished it all.
他已经成就了。
He's already accomplished it all.
我很喜欢这句话。
I really like this phrase.
他已经成就了。
He has already done everything.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道今天多少的烦恼，多少的那个痛苦，多少的这个什么平安屡屡丧失，多少痛苦无需受啊。
So much frustration and sorrow that we experience.
就因为我们没有看见这件事。
It's because we have not seen this.
弟兄，如果你真的看见了，
If you have truly seen it,
弟兄姊妹，今天我们真的是欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Then today we will, with all patience, have joy and be able to forbear.
你知道看那个球赛？
Now when you watch a ball game,
我从前很喜欢看球赛。
I used to really like to watch ball games.
你说那个球赛，有的时候你不小心的，哎，你发现那球进了。
And if you are not very careful, you realize, oh, there was a goal.
因为你想看圣经嘛。
Do you want to read the Bible?
你假装这旁边摆个圣经。
And so you put the Bible next to you.
但是你没想到刚你刚要看的人那球进了。
But then you don't pay attention and all of a sudden there's a goal.
那么这个你就很后悔。
And then you regret it.
所以你就再去看一看。
And so you go back to the game and look.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为它有一个慢镜头。
Because there's a slow cam that will repeat what you just happened.
他把刚才那个得胜再给你再演一遍。
They will replay that goal that just happened.
基督已经得胜了。
Christ has already, he's already victory.
今天我们是在那里欣赏，看在时间里面的慢镜头。
Today we get to enjoy the replay in time of his victory.
进入到这个得胜的里面。
Now in our experience, we enter into that victory.
如果我们真的认识神的儿子，
If we truly know God's son,
他成就了和平。
And he has already accomplished peace.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的里面充满了安息。
Then we truly have rest within us.
我们不会那么慌里慌张的。
Then we will not be in confusion.
而且我们也不会去像世界一样的那些人用许多的方法。
And we will not go through all the many methods of this world.
你说丈夫跟妻子你怎么样和好呢？
Now when we talk about how to reconcile a husband and wife,
你看这就告诉我们了。
Here it shows us.
他流的宝血。
Through his blood.
借着他的宝血成就了和睦。
Through his blood he has made peace.
跟谁和睦?
Made peace with who?
与神和睦。
With God.
夫妻两个借着主的宝血都来到了神的面前。
Now, a husband and wife, through the blood, can come to God.
神的爱就充满在他们。
And God's love can fill them.
然后后面还有借着耶稣的基督的肉身受死。
And later on, we find that through his fleshly body, through death.
那是十字架。
Through the cross.
把肉体摆在死地。
Now has placed the flesh in death.
你就发现夫妻俩就合一了。
Now we find that husband and wife are reconciled.
这就是神的工作。
This is God's work.
神和睦的工作就这么做的。
God's work of peace is like that.
不要在基督以外去找所谓的方法。
Don't find any other method apart from Christ.
你看看今天要让中东和平，你知道用了多少办法
？Now, in order to have peace in the Middle East today, how many methods do we try? We try through the hand of the government.
诡计。
Through
经济的制裁。
And through politics.
军事的压力。
Through military power.
管你用什么样的手段。
No matter what method we try.
没得和睦。
There's no peace.
一点和睦都没有。
There's no peace at all.
表面上要签合同啊。
Now outwardly we see that there's signing of peace treaty.
那就在下一个分钟就等着把它撕掉。
But the next second you're tearing it apart.
弟兄姊妹，在基督以外没得和睦。
Apart from Christ, there is no peace.
只有在主耶稣基督里面。
Only in Jesus Christ.
才有着真实的和谐啊。
Do you have true peace and reconciliation?
太宝贵了。
It's too precious.
而且这个十字架的这一个，他说在基督的肉身受死。
And we also see that in the cross, his fleshly body had died.
那是生产之苦。
And that is the labor pains.
那是我们的主为了我们在十字架上所受的痛苦。
That is the suffering that the Lord Jesus bore for us.
而且这一个痛苦。
And this suffering.
它里面还有很这个在救赎的痛苦，我们是一点份都没有。
In this suffering of salvation, we have no part in it.
但是基督所受的苦里面。
But in Jesus' suffering,
在他荣耀的恩典里面,
in his glorious grace,
还竟然让我们还可以有点份。
He allowed us to have a portion.
后面说还有补满基督患难的缺欠。
And later on it says that we can fill up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
那是为了身体的长大。
That is for the building up
of the body. 为了身体的成熟。
For the maturation of the church.
生产之苦没有人有份的。
Nobody has any part in labor pains.
但是成长的痛苦。
But in the pains of growth.
神今天呼召我们。
God has called us today.
让我们进入到这个交通的里面。
So that we can enter into this fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，你到了后面你就看见是何等的荣耀的结果。
And later you find that there is such a glorious result.
基督在你们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
Now Christ in you is the hope of glory.
基督不仅在我们灵里面彰显出来。
Not only is he manifest in our spirit.
在我们的全人彰显出来。
Manifest in all our being.
在教会里彰显出来。
And manifest in the church.
整个宇宙里彰显出来。
Manifest in the entire universe.
这有何等丰盛的荣耀啊。
And this is such riches of glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是使徒保罗他在那里祷告。
And this is the prayer of the apostle Paul.
这是他盼望神的儿女所能够明白所能够认识的。
He hopes that the children of God can come to know and understand.
弟兄姊妹，也许你说听着我就开始就要睡觉了。
Perhaps you may hear me and you want to fall
asleep. 你越讲越高，都讲到这个永远的荣耀里去了。
Because now I have talked all the way up into the heavenly glory.
那问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
那我怎么能够知道？
How can I come to know it?
我怎么就不知道呢？
Why is it that I do not know?
我怎么道理我都清楚，为什么就在我生命中没有什么果效呢？
I hear all the truths, but why is there no fruit in my life?
这一段我就稍微简单提三点。
So I just want to share very quickly three points.
我们怎么能够在一切的智慧悟性上，属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意呢？
How do we come to know his will, be filled with his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding?
这个旨意是这样的重要。
Because his will is this important.
这个旨意是关乎神的儿子。
This will has to do with the Son of God.
他是怎样的一位。
And who he is.
他所成功的救恩是怎样，他工作是怎样。
And the salvation that he has accomplished
is what. 工作的果效是怎样。
And what is the result of his work.
好像道理我们都清楚了。
In the truth, we all come to know it.
那我们怎么满心知道呢？
So how do we come to
really know it? 怎么让这一个旨意抓住我们呢？
How does this will capture us?
这里面我觉着就像使徒保罗一样。
So here, just like the Apostle Paul,
有一个祷告。
First, pray.
不是没有下文的祷告。
It's not that you pray with no result.
不是不冷不热的祷告。
It's not that you pray with a lukewarm heart.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个祷告的香啊，祷告是香啊。
But you know that prayer has an aroma.
不冷不热的祷告，那个香能点着吗？
Can you light up the aroma of a lukewarm prayer?
连一点点的热火都没有，那个香怎么会点着呢？
If there is no heat, how can you light up something that needs to have an aroma?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要看见我们所有的难处都是因为我们不晓得神的旨意啊。
All of our problems and difficulties is because we do not know the will of God.
你看看约瑟的他的那些的兄弟。
Look at the brothers of Joseph.
你看着你都觉得好笑，对不对？
You look at, read it, and it's laughable.
哎呀，你就看见说他们在约瑟面前，你看那个样子。
Before Joseph, look at how they appeared.
贫穷。
They were poor.
这个饥饿。
They were hungry.
嫉妒。
And they were jealous.
相争。
And they had dissension.
彼此埋怨。
And they complained against one another.
哎呀，你就看见他们在约瑟面前在那里表现呢。
Before Joseph, they had such a performance.
你说那个难处在哪里吗？
Where was the problem?
他们所有的难处就因为他不认识约瑟呀。
All of their problems because they did not know Joseph.
约瑟就在他们眼前呢。
Joseph was right in front of them.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得这件事是轻忽的事。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this.
可有可无的事。
Because it's a very important.
是那些讲道人的事。
It's not just a matter of those who preach.
是教会这个祷告同工的事。
It has to do with the prayer of the church.
不，弟兄姊妹，是你我的事。
It has to do with you and I.
如果你今天蒙恩得救了。
If you are saved today.
你今天真的是神的儿女。
And you are truly a child of God.
你要知道你所有的难处。
You must know that all your problems.
所有的软弱和失败。
All your weaknesses and failures.
就因为你不认识站在你面前的这位约瑟。
It is because you do not know the Joseph who is standing right before you.
弟兄姊妹，帮我们认识我们的约瑟。
I pray that we may all come to know our Jesus.
如果我们里面有这样的渴慕的心。
If we truly have a heart that desires.
这是他要显大能。
That he may manifest his power.
要显大能帮助那心向他诚实的人。
So that he can manifest his power to those who are true.
圣灵要把他的儿子启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to reveal his son to us.
我们整个的生活形式都改变了。
And so then our entire life will change.
我们开始增长，我们开始整个生命开始长大。
And then we will grow and our life will mature.
力上加力啊。
From strength to strength.
弟兄姊妹，这是头一点，我盼望我们真的在主面前我们要学习的。
This is the first thing we must learn before him.
是这样一个迫切的祷告。
This is such an earnest prayer.
我相信每一个这样来到神面前。
May all who come before him.
主的话一定应验在我们身上。
God's will be done in us.
叩门。
Those who knock.The door will be opened.
愿主向我们每一个人的门都是开。
May God open up that door for all of us.
第二点。
Secondly.
不要被引动。
Do not be moved.
弟兄姊妹要很小心。
Be very careful.
无论你觉得你多么容易站得稳。
No matter how firm you think you can be.
无论你觉得你的侍奉多么有果效。
No matter how much results you think you have in your service.
有的时候工作的兴旺。
Sometimes.How great the work is.
很多很好的属灵的东西。
Some things that are very spiritual.
就开始就好像开始都看不出来的。
At the beginning, you can't even tell us there.
你根本讲道理都讲不清楚的。
And you can't even speak clearly on that truth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
认定主耶稣基督。
Hold fast to the Lord Jesus.
持定元首。
Hold fast to the head.
不要被引动啊。
Do not be moved.
哦，这个不光是这个邪恶物质犯罪的世界在那引诱我们。
Because this evil world is tempting us.
这个宗教的世界更是用各种各样的诡计来引诱我们。
And even more so, the religious things are tempting us.
这是都是仇敌的诡计。
And these are all schemes of the enemy.
不要以为开始的时候好像没有什么。
Do not think that at the beginning there's nothing much.
但是走着走着你就发现就离开了那个福音的盼望。
But the more you go along, the more you realize you have left the hope of that gospel.
不要被引动。
Do not be moved.
所以在这里说，你们要在所信的道上恒心。
And so we must be steadfast.
根基稳固。
Be steadfast in the faith.
坚定不移。
Be firmly established.
弟兄姊妹，不要被引动。
Do not be moved.
仇敌常常用许多很稀奇的事情。
Now the enemy will often do things that are very interesting.
用许多我们觉着。好像很好像这个很多的其他的教训。
We find that there seems to be many other teachings.
让我们对于这个纯正的话语觉得耳朵发痒。
And so there are many things that tickle our ears instead of that which is pure.
如果真的是对纯正的话语耳朵发痒的时候。
If we have left the things which are pure, the pure teaching, and our ears are tickled.
你就知道一件事。
Then you have known one thing.
你就知道那个时候引动开始了。
Then you are beginning to be moved.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要被引动。
Do not be moved.
这样你就发现我们可以这样的让神的圣灵在我们生命中来启示他的旨意。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal His will in us.
第三点。
Thirdly,
把自己摆在神的教会里。
Place yourself in God's church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is His body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is that which fills all that is in
all. 弟兄姊妹，神他的旨意让万有充满他的儿子。
His will is all within His Son.
但是今天，神的儿子首先是充满在教会里。
But today, God's Son, He fills the church.
我们一个人，无论你有多少的经历、多少的认识
，No matter how much experience and knowledge you have,
都是非常有限的。
It's all limited.
所以使徒保罗在这个以弗所书里就告诉我们要和众圣徒。
And so Paul tells us in Ephesians, be together with all the saints.
一同要明白基督的爱是何等的阔长深奥。
To come to know how deep, wide, and long and high is His love.
不仅他的爱。
Not only His love.
他的智慧也是阔长深奥。
But also how high, wide, long and high is
His wisdom. 他的能力也是阔长深奥。
And His strength.
他的丰富也是阔长深奥。
His abundance.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们只有在神的家中。
Only in God's house.
当我们和弟兄姊妹一同学习，一同在那里往前去的时候
，and together as we learn and go forward with our brothers and sisters.
哦，我们真的看见在基督里的丰富，真的让我们喜乐呀。
His abundance allows us to be so full of joy.
你说有的时候弟兄姊妹说我们好像觉着说是你好像有的时候准备讲道、准备信息、准备了多少多久、上网看了多少的时间，然后给我们讲一篇道。
Sometimes we feel that the person who is speaking, they have to prepare, they have to read, they have to go up on the internet before they come and give us a message.
弟兄姊妹，若不是在教会的侍奉，
However, if it is not within the service of the church,
没有光。
There's no result.
没有光。
There's no light.
太稀奇了。
It's so amazing.
哎呀，太多次的经历。
There's too many times.
当和弟兄姊妹在一起的时候
，When brothers and sisters come together,
在基督里那个丰富显明出来
，And the abundance of Christ is manifested.
哎呀，我们这个心里欢喜快乐呀
！And our hearts are so full of joy.
弟兄姊妹从自己里边出来
，And it comes, we come out of death.
把我们摆在基督的身体的里面
，When we are within His body.
让圣灵在我们身上自由的这样开启的工作
，And the Holy Spirit, He has the freedom to open us up.
这样我们，也许哈，我们这样，我相信，照着这个使徒保罗的祷告。
And so according to Paul's prayer,
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上
that in all spiritual wisdom and understanding,
满心知道神的旨意
that we would be filled with the knowledge of His will. Let's pray.
主我们里面感觉何等需要你自己来怜悯我们
Lord, we truly need you to show us mercy.
我们若是在你旨意上偏差出去
If we stray just a little from your will,
不仅我们在你面前经历多少的亏损
Not only do we have so much loss in our experience,
我们也成为你自己旨意成就的拦阻
But we also become a hindrance to the accomplishing of your will.
主，我们愿意再一次来到你的面前
Lord, we're willing to come before you again.
像你的仆人使徒保罗祷告的一样
Just like your servant Paul as he prayed.
不住的祷告
And prayed unceasingly.
让圣灵把那个神这个永远的旨意那一个永恒的旨意启示在我们的里面
That the Holy Spirit will reveal that great, that God's will would be in us.
好让我们整个的生活侍奉都受这一个旨意来掌控
that our entire life would be controlled by this will
讨你的喜悦
to be pleasing to you
让你在我们身上得着荣耀
so that you may gain glory from us
让你的心得着满足
so that your heart may be satisfied
听我们的祷告
hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督的
in Jesus' name